Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sarabjit Kaur. The headlines. Parliament passes Women's Reservation Bill seeking to reserve one-third of seats for women in Lok Sabha, State Legislative Assemblies and Delhi Assembly. Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha adjourned sine die after passage of the landmark bill. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to interact with Team G20 at Bharat Mandapam in Delhi this evening. Over 5 lakh beneficiary cards made in 4 days of Ayushman Bhava campaign. In wrestling, India's Antim Pangal wins bronze medal at World Championships in Serbia, also secures Paris Olympic quota. And in cricket, India to take on Australia in first one-day international of 3-match series in Mohali this afternoon. And now the news in detail. The Parliament has passed the Constitution 128th Amendment Bill 2023, which seeks to reserve one-third of the total number of seats for women in the Lok Sabha, State Legislative Assemblies and Delhi Assembly. The historic Women's Reservation Bill, which is called Nari Shakti Vandhan Adhiniyam, was approved by the Rajya Sabha unanimously yesterday. Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar announced the passage of the bill after a division of vote with 214 members voting in support of the bill and none against.
Honourable members, motion that the bill be passed, result of the division, subject to correction, ayes 214. Noes 0, abstain 0. Honourable members, the motion is adopted by a majority of the total membership of the House and by a majority of not less than two-thirds of the members of the House present and voting. The bill is passed by the constitutionally required majority.
The Lok Sabha passed the bill on Wednesday with 454 members voting in favour of the legislation and two against it. In his remarks in the Rajya Sabha, Prime Minister Narendra Modi thanked all the members for their support to the legislation.
मैं सबका हृदय से अभिनंदन करता हूं। सभी माननीय सांसदों ने और सभी राजनीतिक दलों ने एक बहुत बड़ी अहम भूमिका निभाई है। नारी शक्ति को एक विशेष सम्मान सिर्फ विधेयक पारित होने से मिल रहा है ऐसा नहीं है। इस विधेयक के प्रति देश के सभी राजनीतिक दलों की सकारात्मक सोच होना ये हमारे देश की नारी शक्ति को एक नई ऊर्जा देने वाली है। ये नए विश्वास के साथ राष्ट्र निर्माण में योगदान देने में नेतृत्व के साथ आगे आएगी ये अपने आप में भी हमारे उज्ज्वल भविष्य की गारंटी बनने वाली।
Replying to a marathon debate on the Women's Reservation Bill, Union Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal said 33% reservation for women belonging to SCs and STs will also be provided within the existing quota, and for this, census and delimitation are essential.
334A ये न्यू आर्टिकल होंगे संविधान में जिसके माध्यम से लोकसभा और देश की सभी विधानसभाओं में एक तिहाई सीटें नारी शक्ति के लिए आरक्षित की जाएगी। ये बहुत बड़ा कदम है। ये रिजर्वेशन हॉरिजेंटल भी है और वर्टिकल भी है। इसमें एससी एसटी की महिलाओं को भी रिजर्वेशन है, इसलिए सेंसस आवश्यक है और डिलिमिटेशन आवश्यक है। तो जैसे ये बिल पास होगा, सेंसस होगा, डिलिमिटेशन होगा, वो क्वेसी जुडिशियल एक प्रक्रिया है और ये व्यवस्था में आरक्षण न्यायोचित और पारदर्शितापूर्ण प्रणाली के लिए डिलिमिटेशन।
Participating in the discussion on the bill, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said, bringing the legislation showed the government's commitment towards the social and economic empowerment of women.
So this bill actually provides, therefore, for reservation of seats for women in the House of the People, Lok Sabha, and also in the legislative assemblies of every state, and also in the National Capital Territory of Delhi. It proposes, sir, again, people have picked up on this word, but I reiterate it, it proposes that as nearly as maybe one-third seats shall be reserved for women. So that's the first two salient feature of this bill.
Supporting the bill, Congress leader Ranjit Ranjan said the women's representation in Parliament should go up. V. Vijayasai Reddy of YSRCP said that his party is extending full support to the bill and demanded that the women reservation should also be provided in the Rajya Sabha and state legislative councils. leader of the opposition in Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, called for the inclusion of OBC quota under the Women's Reservation Bill. He also questioned as to when the Adhiniyam will come into force.
मैं ये चाहता हूँ इम्प्लीमेंट करो इम्प्लीमेंट करने के लिए हम सभी आपको अनकंडीशनली सभी सपोर्ट कर रहे हैं क्योंकि हम चाहते हैं और दूसरी चीज सवाल ये है महिला आरक्षण को जनगणना और डिलिमिटेशन से जोड़ने की जरूरत नहीं है आप कर सकते हैं
डोला सेन ऑफ AITC सरोज पांडे ऑफ बीजेपी प्रमोद तिवारी ऑफ कांग्रेस Jaya Bachchan of SP, Mahua Maji of JMM, Sulta Deo of BJD were among those who participated in the discussion. Prime Minister Narendra Modi called the passage of Nari Shakti Vandhan Adhiniyam a defining moment in the nation's democratic journey and also congratulated the fellow citizens. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, with the passage of this bill in the parliament, the country ushers in an era of stronger representation and empowerment for women. Talking to media persons after the passage of Women's Reservation Bill, Information and Broadcasting Minister Anurag Singh Thakur thanked parties across the political aisle for extending their support for this historic piece of legislation.
सबसे पहले तो बधाई देता हूं और धन्यवाद करता हूं मोदी जी के नेतृत्व का जो आज तक कोई साहस नहीं कर पाया और प्रयास भी पहले वालों के अधूरे ही रहते इस बार प्रयास ही नहीं प्रयासों से सिद्धि की ओर ले जाने का काम भी हुआ है दो तिहाई बहुमत से ज्यादा वोट मिले हैं और नारी शक्ति को वंदन करने के लिए महिला नेतृत्व विकास को बल देने के लिए जो बार बार नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने अन्य क्षेत्रों में काम किए अब उनको एक चुने हुए प्रतिनिधि के रूप में लोकसभा में और राज्यों
The Lok Sabha has passed the resolution congratulating ISRO scientists on the success of Chandrayaan 3 mission and other achievements of the nation in the space sector. Reading the resolution after the conclusion of discussion, Speaker Om Birla said, "The success of Chandrayaan 3 is a testament of the country's technological capabilities, which is a matter of pride for India."
हमारे देश का अंतरिक्ष कार्यक्रम राष्ट्र के लिए गौरव का स्रोत है चंद्रयान 3 की मिशन की सफलता अंतरिक्ष क्षेत्र में देश की अन्य उपलब्धियां हमारे देश में अंतर्निहित वैज्ञानिक और तकनीकी क्षमता के प्रमाण हैं और दूरदर्शी नेतृत्व ने हमारे वैज्ञानिकों को इसके लिए सक्षम बनाया है कि वह पूरी तरह से अपनी क्षमता को यथार्थ रूप दे सके अपनी ऊर्जा का उपयोग कर इस प्रकार की ऐतिहासिक उपलब्धि को प्राप्त कर सके
Earlier, replying to the discussion on the success of Chandrayaan 3 mission in the House, Union Science and Technology Minister Dr. Chitinder Singh said, India is eagerly waiting for the waking up of Chandrayaan 3 mission's Vikram lander and Pragyan rover, which have landed on the south pole of the moon and establishing communication with it. He said if India would be able to do so in a few hours, it will be the first country to achieve this feat. Both the Houses of Parliament adjourned Synoday last night, bringing to an end the special session of the Parliament after the passage of the Constitution 128th Amendment Bill 2023. The Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar adjourned the House Synoday. Later, the Lok Sabha adjourned Synoday following the passage of the resolution on the success of Chandrayaan 3 mission and other achievements of the nation in the space sector. Speaking about the legislative business conducted in the Lok Sabha during this special session, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said, four sittings were held in which members of parliament devoted 31 hours discussing various subjects.
माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी ने सदन में संविधान सभा से अब तक की 75 वर्ष की संसदीय यात्रा उपलब्धियां अनुभव स्मृतियां और सीख विषय पर एक चर्चा आरंभ किया इस चर्चा में कुल 36 माननीय सदस्यों ने हिस्सा लिया हमारी संसद के इतिहास में एक अत्यंत उल्लेखनीय सत्र के रूप में जाना जाएगा क्योंकि सत्र के दौरान हमने संसद के नए भवन में सभा की कार्रवाई आरंभ की
Our correspondents report that the special session of the parliament began on 18th of this month and concluded yesterday, one day ahead of the scheduled date of today. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. Welcome back. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact with Team G20 at Bharat Mandapam this evening. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. It will be followed by a dinner. The interaction will see participation of around 3,000 people who have contributed to the success of G20 summit. It will especially include those who have worked at the ground level to ensure smooth conduct of the summit. This includes functionaries like cleaners, drivers, waiters and other staff from across various ministries. The interaction will also be attended by ministers and officials of various departments. Health Secretary Sudhanshu Pant has said that over 5 lakh Ayushman cards have been made in just last 4 days under the Ayushman Bhav campaign. He said over 20 lakh Ayushman Bharat health account IDs were generated. Mr. Pant said footfall of more than 20 lakh have been registered till now at the health and wellness centres and community health centres for availing free treatment and screening services. The Ayushman Bhav campaign is a comprehensive nationwide healthcare initiative of the Health Ministry that aims to provide saturation coverage of healthcare services reaching every village and town in the country. In Gujarat, relief work is going on in full swing in the 4 flood-affected districts of Gujarat. State Health Minister Hrishikesh Patel said the health teams will launch a week-long intensive surveillance campaign in the rain-affected districts from today. We have a report.
Door-to-door surveillance is being conducted in the flood-affected villages of Bharuch, Narmada, Vadodara and Anand districts. The state government said during the last 4 days, over 4 lakh people have been covered in more than 120 affected villages. An intensive surveillance campaign will be conducted by a team of 435 health workers in the 4 affected districts for 7 days to prevent the spread of waterborne and vector-borne diseases. More than 1,200 health centers from district hospitals to sub-centers are operational in the 4 rain-affected districts. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel has asked district administration to complete the primary loss survey at the earliest. Aparna Khun, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
The 4th Nadi Utsav will commence today at the Indira Gandhi National Centre for Arts in New Delhi. The river-themed event will focus on Yamuna this year. Speaking to Akashwani News, National Mission on Cultural Mapping Assistant Director Abhay Mishra stressed on the need for a heightened awareness regarding the water bodies among the youth and public.
जो वाटर विजडम है हमारा नदी से जो हमारा जुड़ाव था वो महसूस होता है कि समाज के तौर पर शायद हम उससे कट गए हैं तो ये नदी उत्सव अपनी नदी को थैंक यू कहने की एक कोशिश है इसमें हम नए बच्चों को जोड़ते हैं नए फिल्म मेकर्स को जोड़ते हैं नए ऑथर्स को जोड़ते हैं उनको जोड़कर नदी कल्चर पर रिवराइन कल्चर पर बात करने की कोशिश करते हैं ताकि हम नदी से जुड़े अपने रिचुअल्स को बचाए रख सकें उसको जी सकें
यंग इंडियन रेसलर Antim Pangal secured a bronze medal in the women's 53 category at the ongoing World Championships at Belgrade in Serbia. She also secured Paris Olympics 2024 quota for India. In cricket, India will take on Australia in the first one-day international of the three-match series in Mohali today. The match will start at 1:30 p.m. Indian time. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Tanvi Khurana.
Thank you, Sarabjit. The most newspapers today open with passing of the reservation bill. The Hindustan Times headline reads, Quota for Women a Reality, as historic bill clears Parliament. The Pioneer says women's reservation bill gets Rajya Sabha nod. Amid mounting political tensions between India and Canada, India suspends Canada visas. Ottawa to cut Delhi staff size, informs the Asian Age. And finally, in a bid to discourage farmers to burn crop remnants that add to the pollution in Delhi, improvised decomposer for a better and not bitter harvest, notices the Times of India. And with that, it's back to you, Sarajit.
Thank you, Tanvi. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Parliament passes Women's Reservation Bill seeking to reserve one-third of seats for women in Lok Sabha, state legislative assemblies and Delhi Assembly. Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha adjourned sine die after passage of the landmark bill. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to interact with Team G20 at Bharat Mandapam in Delhi this evening. Over 5 lakh beneficiary cards made in 4 days of Ayushman Bhav campaign. In wrestling, India's Antim Pangal wins bronze medal at World Championships in Serbia. And in cricket, India to take on Australia in first one-day international of three-match series in Mohali this afternoon. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.